tenderloin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. What'd you stuff it in?
They made it out of cloth, made a little sack, and stuffed it in a sack.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Made out of cloth.
Okay, if you heard the cow mooing and horse neighing, you might say, gee, I didn't realize it was so late. It's almost
feeding time.
Okay, and how would you call a cow to get it to come in from the pasture?
You call it soup.
I don't know. Is that what they
mean? Don't look at me. I don't know how to call cows.
I never did call a cow.
How would you call horses?
I never did raise horses.
I never did.
I just say, come on, eat.
Okay, okay.
That's all I say. My mules, I raise, you know, mules, they're like a person you can talk to.
Yeah, well, did you call them to get them to come in?
Oh, yeah. You just say anything you want to. Say, come on, eat. You know, mm-hmm. Come on, get you a drink.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What did you say to the mules to make them go? Did you say anything?
Oh, yeah.
Left?
Yeah, you say G and haw.
Uh-huh. Which is which?
G was right and haw was left.
Okay. What do you say to a horse to urge him on?
Get up.
Okay, and is that when he's just sitting, standing still, or when he's...
When he's standing still.
Okay. And...
You say whoa when you want him to stop.
Okay, what's my next question?
Well, I never...
You got that one. Let's see. Oh, how do you call pigs?
Piggy, 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 I guess.
Okay, what about chicken? You call chicken?
No.
I was talking to this guy the other day, and he was in his office, you know, and mm-hmm. I said, how do you call chickens? And he was calling chickens, and his secretary walked in. It was the funniest thing. He was so embarrassed.
Well, how can he call a chicken?
Well, he called them.
You said, chicky, chicky, chicky.
Yes.
Our chickens, you just do that. Sign language, you don't have to call animals. You go
up.
With sign language.
I see.
My dog knows to go where and sit down there. Just like I'm acting like you're deaf, you're dumb, you know. And he'll look at you so funny, and he wonder if he can hear it.
Yeah, right.
Use sign language, you know.
Could have sworn he usually said
that.
Let's see. Suppose you're riding a horse, what do you call those things that you're guiding with?
Reins.
Okay. And what do you put? What do you call those things you put your feet into? When
stirrup.
Okay. And if you plow with two horses, the one that walks in the furrow is called the...
Well, we'd call it the lead horse.
Okay. And if somebody slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say he fell...
Prone.
Okay, or what direction is that? Well, let me ask you the other one. If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say he fell...
Flat of his back.
Okay, okay. Oh, the other night I was driving home. This is awful. And I was just going maybe, you know, 30 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
about a block from home. And it had been above freezing all day, and I didn't know that it was below freezing even. But I hit a puddle, and then just coming right up out of the puddle, you know, there was a little thin sheet of ice, and you couldn't even see it. I didn't even know it was there. And the back end of the car just came swinging around like this, and it took me a whole half a block. I spun around, you know, just completely out of control. Scared me to death. And I didn't, fortunately there wasn't anybody coming, you know, and so I just stopped. But I ended up heading back the other way. It was awful.
You see, whenever you get out of, that's exactly what happens. You're out of control. You don't care what you do, the car ain't going to obey you at all.
That's right. Whatever you do, it's wrong.
Yeah, the best thing is take your foot off the accelerator and just maybe touch the brakes. That don't do any good for getting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't know what I did. You know, I have no idea what I did.
You might have jerked it just a tiny bit as you went over that bunk, you know, and just yanked it.
I don't know. But, you know, I was so surprised, and then when I realized what was going on, I was so scared.
I know. You never know. What, are you going to hit somebody or jump a curb?
That's right.
It'll go sideways as well as forward. It's going in direction. Mm-hmm. It's scooting on that ice.
I know for a good part of the ways that I was going sideways. And there weren't cars in front of me, but there were cars behind me, and they were all pulling off the road, you know, getting out of the way.
Were you on just a street in town?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But it's a through street. It's a busy